Hey, it's Andy. Welcome or welcome back to the Brownsbridge Church podcast. At the end of this episode, please take a moment to download the Brownsbridge Church app, where you can access all of our recent message content, as well as find out more information about Brownsbridge Church. And the app is the easiest way to share this content with a friend. But most importantly, I hope the following presentation inspires you to take your next step in your faith journey.
Hey, Brownsbridge. My name is Tim Cooper, if I haven't had the chance to meet you, but I work with our groups team and our care team here at Brownsbridge Church. And I am not at Brownsbridge, of course. I'm at my house, quarantined like everybody else. Like many of you, I've taken numerous personality tests and different tests over the years. All of mine score off the charts extrovert, yellow, whatever test it takes. It's like you love to be around people, which means this is just cruel and unusual punishment for me to be quarantined alone for who knows how long. But my wife, on the other hand, she scores the other side. She's like, what quarantine? I could do this forever. She loves this. So we balance each other out. But one of the practices that I have been trying to do in this time, it's been hard. I mean, this season has been a struggle on the surface. I'm not wired for this on the surface, but I don't want to waste this time just because this isn't necessarily what I'm wired for. So the practice that I've been doing over and over again is just being honest with God about how I feel. I'm feeling just very new and different things because I've never really been in a situation like this. I'm guessing you haven't either. So I'm trying to be honest with God about how I'm feeling and what I'm going through, not pretending when I'm doing poorly that I'm doing well, or, you know, and not feeling bad when I'm doing well, just trying to be honest regularly with God about how I'm feeling. One of the times that this kind of was the most apparent was I was talking to God about how I was feeling, and I had done several weeks of homeschooling. We have a sixth grader, fifth grader, third grader, and kindergartner at home, and my wife is still going into work a few times a week. So I've been trying to work from home and do a lot of homeschooling, and I wasn't very good at sixth grade first time around. Turns out I'm not much better at it this time around either. So that has not brought out the best in me or necessarily made me feel the best. And on a Friday, I have Fridays off. So one Friday, my wife had been like, hey, I'd love it if we could clean out the garage. And she went into work and I was doing homeschool. And I said, you know what? I'm going to clean out the garage. In very yellow fashion, I did that to the best of my ability, which meant I took everything we had in the garage and I emptied it out onto the driveway. That was the extent of my cleaning out the garage. I don't know what my plan was other than I had really good intentions. So my wife got home from work and saw my best intentions and everything we have out on the driveway. She handled it way better than I would have if the situation was flipped. But But basically just put everything that we own back into the garage. Didn't really clean it out other than take it out and put it back in. Tried my best, but didn't get very far. And to be honest, it brought up a familiar feeling that I have felt this entire time in quarantine. And I couldn't put my finger on it. I was trying to be honest with God about how I was feeling, but I couldn't name it. And the next morning I woke up and was telling God, just how I was feeling. I felt awful and finally was able to put words around it. I was like, God, I feel inadequate. I feel inadequate to do this schoolwork from home. I feel inadequate to be an online pastor and do a million Zoom calls a day. I feel inadequate to clean out the garage. I probably would be inadequate to do that in the best of times or in quarantine time, but I feel inadequate. That's the overriding feeling that I have. And I was grateful for that because once you can name it, I can share it. And, you know, it takes some of the weight off of it, takes some of the pressure off of it. But The next day, I woke up and was spending time with God and just thankful that I had named the inadequacy, even though I do not like feeling inadequate. And I opened up this book that I've been reading, which is God Calling by A.J. Russell. It's a book written by two anonymous women from the beginning of the century, beginning of the 1900s. And they spent alone time with God every day and just did short journals on what they felt. And I woke up the next day after naming how I felt. And this was the title of the next day: Never Feel Inadequate. That was the title for the next day's entry. I took it and I threw it. I was like, I can't even. It felt so personal. I wanted to read you just a couple of this. I don't know if you felt inadequate during this. But this is one of the things that I thought was just so personal, the way that God met me in this. In this entry, this is just a part of it. It says, "Go back into the silence to recover this calm when it is lost, even for a moment." Meaning that when you're close to God, you experience a calm. Go back and find that calm, even when you lose it for a moment. You accomplish more by this than all the activities for a long day. At all cost, keep calm. You can help nobody when you are agitated. Never feel inadequate for any task. All work here on earth is accomplished by my spirit. And that can flow, the spirit can flow through the most humble and lowly. It simply needs unlocked, an unblocked channel. I felt so grateful for that. Not because I felt better about my ability to do homework or to do the garage clean out, but I loved that that call and that reminder to remain calm. Because when I feel inadequate, and I'm guessing when you feel inadequate, the best of us doesn't come out. So the practice that I've been trying to put in place is not just naming how I feel to God, but now when I'm feeling most inadequate, and I'm feeling inadequate more often, that I retreat and try to find the calm, even in a house with four young kids and a dog and a wife. I try to go and find the calm and remember that if I'm going to accomplish anything in this quarantine, if I'm just going to make it through this quarantine, that it's going to be done with God and God's going to have to do it through me. So I hope this maybe encourages you, maybe you can identify with some of how I'm feeling, and I can't wait just to see you again and be back together at Brownsbridge.